weekly dose of wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Here's Deborah Howell.
Congenital heart disease is one of the most common birth defects in the U.S., but can be overlooked due to symptoms not being too serious or not appearing until children grow older. To help parents identify if their child has congenital heart disease, today we'll talk with an expert about what causes congenital heart disease, its signs and symptoms, and what to do when children start showing symptoms. I'm Deborah Howell, and our guest is Dr. Babak Rahimi, a board-certified physician who specializes in pediatric cardiology. He's currently a cardiologist at Children's Heart Institute at Memorial Care Miller Children's and Women's Hospital, Long Beach. Welcome, Dr. Rahimi.
Thank you for having me on.
A true pleasure. Let's dive right in. What is congenital heart disease?
First, I wanted to clarify, there's two terms that are used interchangeably. One is congenital heart disease and congenital heart defect, and both mean exactly the same thing. Basically, congenital heart disease is an abnormal formation of the heart structure, usually early in the gestational age in the fetus. There's a whole entire spectrum of congenital heart disease. There's a very mild form or more severe forms. The more severe form, which we refer to as critical congenital heart disease, are babies who are born with significant structural abnormalities that require surgery within the first weeks to months of life. And the more mild forms can present much later in life.
Okay, and do we know what causes congenital heart disease?
We don't know exactly. We know it's multifactorial. We know that definitely there is genetic basis to it because some babies born with genetic syndromes are much higher risk of developing congenital heart disease. Also, we know that the babies who are born to parents with siblings with congenital heart disease are at a little bit higher risk of having congenital heart disease. So there's definitely some genetic basis to it, although we don't completely understand that at this point. Maternal medical conditions can also be associated with congenital heart disease. For example, maternal gestational diabetes or maternal diabetes in general, especially if it's not well controlled. We know mothers with diabetes have a higher risk of having infants with congenital heart disease. Other environmental factors also can play a role, such as drug abuse or alcohol abuse by mother, and also some medications that mother might be taking during pregnancy, and also some viral infections or other infections, that other medical complications that mom can develop during pregnancy can increase the risk of congenital heart disease. So again, we don't know exactly what causes congenital disease. It's probably multifactorial with some genetic basis and other factors involved.
Fair enough. When do symptoms of congenital heart disease usually appear?
It usually depends on the severity of the congenital heart disease. In a more critical form of congenital heart disease, symptoms present soon after birth. And those are the infants that will require intervention or surgery early on during infancy. This more milder form of congenital heart disease, such as, for example, bicuspid aortic valve, patients might not have any symptoms till they're much older, in their 40s and 50s. And there are certain congenital heart disease that patients will never have any significant symptoms.
Incredible. What are the signs and symptoms of congenital heart disease parents should look for?
That also really depends on the type and severity of congenital heart disease. As mentioned, in the more severe cases, the infant presents soon after birth. In general, in infants, cyanosis or turning blue, increased breathing difficulty, poor eating, poor weight gain, those all can be associated with congenital heart disease. In older children, is exercise intolerance, chest pain, especially with activity, any palpitations, or syncope, especially again with activity. These are the red flags for us to look for congenital heart disease.
And just for those who don't know, syncope is basically fainting, correct?
Yes, fainting or passing out.
Okay. What should I do if my child starts to show symptoms?
I think the most important thing is to follow with your pediatrician first, because there are other medical conditions that can have similar symptoms as congenital heart disease, and your primary care physician should be able to help you navigate between those and direct your child for the testing or to a specialist that can take care of that. After following up with your pediatrician, if it's necessary, your pediatrician or primary care doctors can refer your child to a pediatric cardiologist for further evaluation.
Sounds good. How do physicians test for congenital heart disease?
Well, as everything else, history and physical exam is the most important. So having a very good history, and sometimes we ask the parents to kind of write down exactly what symptoms the children have, is always very helpful in making those diagnoses. some other testing that can be done by your primary care doctor or your pediatric cardiologist. It can be a chest x-ray, basically looking at the heart and lung pathology. Also an electrocardiogram, which looks at the heart rhythms and the electrical activity of the heart. Ultrasound or echocardiogram is also a gold standard in diagnosing congenital heart disease. By ultrasound or echocardiogram of the heart, we're able to see majority of the heart structure and function and diagnose majority of congenital heart disease. More advanced testing sometimes is needed, such as CT or MRI of the chest or cardiac catheterization if needed. So one thing that I do like to mention, one of the biggest fields and most growing fields in pediatric cardiology is actually a fetal echocardiogram. So that's doing an ultrasound of the heart in the fetuses. I believe it's one of the best advances in the field of pediatric cardiology in the past few years. By doing a fetal echocardiogram or ultrasound of the heart of the fetus, usually done after 20 weeks of gestation, we're able to diagnose most majority of this more severe form of congenital heart disease. So it's really important for mom to have a good prenatal care and prenatal follow-up. And usually the obstetricians do the primary ultrasound, looking at different structures in the fetus. And then if there's any concern about structural abnormality in the heart or mom has a high risk to have a child with a congenital heart disease, then they can refer them to the pediatric cardiologist to have the fetal echocardiogram done.
Okay, got it. How is congenital heart disease treated?
Again, that really depends on the severity of the heart disease. In a more critical form or more severe form, cardiac intervention or cardiac surgery is needed for the child to be able to survive. In more milder form, sometimes there might not be any requirement for intervention, and it could be just a follow-up with a pediatric cardiologist. For example, with the small holes in the heart, a lot of times these small holes in the heart do not cause significant clinical symptoms, and we, as a pediatric cardiologist, follow them. And in some cases, these small holes can close on their own. So it really depends on the severity of the heart disease that a child might have.
Okay. And what can parents do to help their child manage congenital heart disease?
I think the most important thing is for parents to educate themselves about their child's heart disease, ask questions, and fully understand the type of heart disease that their child have, the procedures, the testing that are done, any medication they need to for the child to have, and what are the treatment options. So as a pediatric cardiologist, we always encourage parents to ask questions and know about their child condition. We always have to think about it as a teamwork, working as a pediatric cardiologist, working with the child and also parents. Also, other important things are making sure that your child has a regular follow-up with their primary care doctor and their pediatric cardiologist. And if your child is on any medication, to make sure they know about the use of the medication, why is it used, and the side effects of the medication, and making sure that the child is taking his medication on a regular basis. We also really encourage parents to take care of themselves as well. I know the child is the most important thing, but you know the parents need to also take care of themselves and the other children in the household as well.
Yeah, when you said that, I was visualizing being on an airplane and they're telling you to put your mask on before your child, but it's the same principle.
Exactly, same thing, yes.
This is such great information, Dr. Rahimi. Where can parents go to learn more about congenital heart disease?
There is a website at millerschildrens.org/heart that talks about a lot of different, more common congenital heart disease. We do encourage parents, again, to learn more about their patients' heart disease, but the one thing we always ask them to do is that if they go on the internet, just make sure they go to credible sites because there are a lot of information on the internet which is not accurate and also that might not apply to their child. So other than millerschildrens.org/heart, American Heart Association or American Academy of Cardiology would be good sources to begin researching about those.
I'm going to repeat it one more time, millerchildrens.org/heart. Is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today?
No, thank you. I appreciate this opportunity to be able to reach out to the parents, and we are always available if there's any concern about their child. Always more than happy to see them and take care of them.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Rahimi, for your time and expertise. Wonderful having you on today.
Thank you so much.
For more information or to listen to a podcast of this show, please visit memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. That's all for this time. I'm Deborah Howell. Have yourself a terrific day.